This is the 2007 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. After I have finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. How many fives are there in 20? How many fives are there in 20? Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write in figures the number 6010. Write in figures the number 6010. Question 2. What is 56 divided by 8? What is 56 divided by 8? Question 3. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Question 4. What is 7 squared? What is 7 squared? Question 5. How many pairs of parallel sides must a trapezium have? How many pairs of parallel sides must a trapezium have? Question 6. What number is 0.8 less than 9? What number is 0.8 less than 9? Question 7. Write the ratio 12 to 4 as simply as possible. Write the ratio 12 to 4 as simply as possible. Question 8. I think of a number. I call it N. I square it and then subtract 4. Write an expression to show the result. I think of a number. I call it N. I square it and then subtract 4. Write an expression to show the result. Question 9. Multiply minus 4 by minus 5. Multiply minus 4 by minus 5. Question 10. A line is 20 centimeters long to the nearest centimeter. What is the minimum length it can be? A line is 20 centimeters long to the nearest centimeter. What is the minimum length it can be? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 11. A television program lasts for an hour and a quarter. How many minutes is that? A television program lasts for an hour and a quarter. How many minutes is that? Question 12. 400 pupils were asked if they wanted to take art GCSE. The pie chart shows the results. How many pupils said no? 400 pupils were asked if they wanted to take art GCSE. The pie chart shows the results. How many pupils said no? Question 13. Look at the rectangle. Write down its perimeter. Look at the rectangle. Write down its perimeter. Question 14. Look at the triangle. Write down the size of angle C. Look at the triangle. Write down the size of angle C. Question 15. What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? Now, turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. A fair six-sided dice is numbered 1 to 6. I am going to roll the dice. What is the probability that I will roll a 4? A fair six-sided dice is numbered 1 to 6. I am going to roll the dice. What is the probability that I will roll a 4? Question 17. A cuboid measures 3 centimeters by 4 centimeters by 5 centimeters. What is its volume? A cuboid measures 3 centimeters by 4 centimeters by 5 centimeters. What is its volume? Question 18. Look at the scatter graphs. Put a ring round the graph that shows a positive correlation. Look at the scatter graphs. Put a ring round the graph that shows a positive correlation. Question 19. Write the fraction 3/5 as a percentage. Write the fraction 3/5 as a percentage. Question 20. A car travels at an average speed of 50 miles per hour. How far does it travel in 2.5 hours? A car travels at an average speed of 50 miles per hour. How far does it travel in 2.5 hours? Question 21. What is 0.4 multiplied by 0.2? What is 0.4 multiplied by 0.2? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. I have 55 20-pence coins. How many pounds is this? I have 55 20-pence coins. How many pounds is this? Question 23. Look at the equation. When y is 4, what is the value of x? Look at the equation. When y is 4, what is the value of x? Question 24. 18 multiplied by 22 is 396. What is 3,960 divided by 18? 18 multiplied by 22 is 396. What is 3,960 divided by 18. Question 25. Look at the quadrilateral. What is the size of angle D? Look at the quadrilateral. What is the size of angle D? Question 26. Look at the expression. When A is 0.3 and B is 0.4, what is the value of the expression? Look at the expression. When A is 0.3 and B is 0.4, what is the value of the expression? Question 27. I think of a number. I square my number and get the answer 1,600. What could my number be? I think of a number. I square my number and get the answer 1,600. What could my number be? Question 28. Look at the graph. The equation of the line marked A is y equals x. Write down the equation of the line marked B. Look at the graph. The equation of the line marked A is y equals x. Write down the equation of the line marked B. Question 29. The mean of two numbers is 6. One of the numbers is minus 3. What is the other number? The mean of two numbers is 6. One of the numbers is minus 3. What is the other number? Question 30. Look at your answer sheet. Complete the factorization. Look at your answer sheet. Complete the factorization. Put your pens down. The test is finished.